you are going to listen to the environment news of a radio broadcast. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Environment news now. And the construction of two giant offshore wind farms is likely to go ahead off the Norfolk coast in what the renewable energy industry claims could provide a huge boost to the UK economy. The business minister, Alok Sharma, gave the green light on Wednesday evening to the Norfolk Vanguard project and said he would probably approve the Hornsea 3 proposal too. The Norfolk Vanguard wind farm will be more than 40 miles from the coast and built by the Swedish energy group Vattenfall. The Hornsea 3 wind farm, which is being proposed by the Danish company Ørsted, would extend the Hornsea wind farms further into the North Sea. Together, the two new projects would generate enough clean electricity to power almost 4 million UK homes. Europe is losing more and more of its forests, according to a report, making it harder to reduce greenhouse gases. It shows some of the problems the EU has in the fight against climate change. Many of the EU's forests, which cover about 38% of its land, are used to provide wood, so the trees are often cut down. But the amount of forest that was lost increased by 69% in the period from 2016 to 2018, compared with the period from 2011 to 2015, according to the new data. The area of forest cut down increased by 49%, said the same report, published in the journal Nature Research. Here is Denise Coleman, our environment correspondent.
The report says that much more forest has been lost in a shorter period, even accounting for natural cycles and events such as forest fires and heavy snows. This area normally changes by less than about 10% due to cycles of growing and planting and similar effects, so other factors are probably at work. These could include increased demand for wood as a fuel and a building material. The satellite data could therefore be an early indicator of unsustainable demands being placed on the EU's forests.
The loss of forest biomass is highest in Sweden, which accounted for 29% of the increase, and in Finland at about 22%. Much less affected were Poland, Spain, Latvia, Portugal and Estonia, which together accounted for about 30% of the increase in the 26 countries studied. And finally, conservationists are celebrating two environmental achievements as the last coal-fired power plants in Austria and Sweden closed their doors. Sweden's original commitment to stop using coal was a target the country wanted to achieve by 2022, but the closing of Stockholm Exergi AB's Värtaverket power plant means the nation will meet its goal 2 years early. Just one day later, Austria saw the last coal-fired plant in its country shut down as the Mellach district heating plant closed. The two countries became the second and third in Europe to have zero coal-powered electric plants, joining Belgium, which amazingly achieved its coal-free goal in 2016. Environment news now. And the construction of two giant offshore wind farms is likely to go ahead off the Norfolk coast in what the renewable energy industry claims could provide a huge boost to the UK economy. The business minister, Alok Sharma, gave the green light on Wednesday evening to the Norfolk Vanguard project and said he would probably approve the Hornsea 3 proposal too. The Norfolk Vanguard wind farm will be more than 40 miles from the coast and built by the Swedish energy group Vattenfall. The Hornsea 3 wind farm, which is being proposed by the Danish company Ørsted, would extend the Hornsea wind farms further into the North Sea. Together, the two new projects would generate enough clean electricity to power almost 4 million UK homes. Europe is losing more and more of its forests, according to a report, making it harder to reduce greenhouse gases. It shows some of the problems the EU has in the fight against climate change. Many of the EU's forests, which cover about 38% of its land, are used to provide wood, so the trees are often cut down. But the amount of forest that was lost increased by 69% in the period from 2016 to 2018, compared with the period from 2011 to 2015, according to the new data. The area of forest cut down increased by 49%, said the same report, published in the journal Nature Research. Here is Denise Coleman, our environment correspondent.
The report says that much more forest has been lost in a shorter period, even accounting for natural cycles and events such as forest fires and heavy snows. This area normally changes by less than about 10% due to cycles of growing and planting and similar effects, so other factors are probably at work. These could include increased demand for wood as a fuel and a building material. The satellite data could therefore be an early indicator of unsustainable demands being placed on the EU's forests.
The loss of forest biomass is highest in Sweden, which accounted for 29% of the increase, and in Finland at about 22%. Much less affected were Poland, Spain, Latvia, Portugal and Estonia, which together accounted for about 30% of the increase in the 26 countries studied. And finally, conservationists are celebrating two environmental achievements as the last coal-fired power plants in Austria and Sweden closed their doors. Sweden's original commitment to stop using coal was a target the country wanted to achieve by 2022, but the closing of Stockholm Exergi AB's Värtaverket power plant means the nation will meet its goal 2 years early. Just one day later, Austria saw the last coal-fired plant in its country shut down as the Mellach district heating plant closed. The two countries became the second and third in Europe to have zero coal-powered electric plants, joining Belgium, which amazingly achieved its coal-free goal in 2016.